Shout out to my girl Carrie in London.
Your tea about to be popping. The queen about to be popping. Fit times for your drive from London. Strap in, it's time for thunder.
Carrie and Tommy about to have a jolly good time.
Carrie and Tommy are about to spoil your ears with heaps of fun. This Mother's Day, spoil mum with a big brand fragrance at the lowest price at Chemist Warehouse. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to your Thursday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Yeah, I am.
Very good.
I'm pretty good because I've got a quick just suggestion and take it or leave it, right? Mm-hmm. You know how you famously like to knock the top off a frothy at 5 p.m. every Friday on the dot.
I think we should celebrate the end of the working week, yes.
Yes. Do you think as a little fun thing to just try out, maybe we should pull that forward to Thursdays so we don't have a bit of a slump in our Thursday show because we're a bit too pissy to know what's going on.
If we had your way, we'd bring it back to a Monday. I feel like the point is it's a collective knocking the top off and the collective finishes work at 5 o'clock on a Friday. So let's not bring it forward. Let's leave it where it's working beautifully.
Okay.
And
I guess what I'm trying to ask is...
Yes, you can have a drink.
Oh,
is
thanks.
That what you're trying to ask? Yes.
God, I don't know why I beat around the bush so much. Thanks. Jesse, grab the beers. Let's go.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I don't know where to start this chat because I feel like you're just going to go, ooh, from the beginning without any
that
like
is what
measure.
You do.
You know me.
Ew,
girl stuff.
So I'm just going to tell you at the beginning of this that I read today that half of UK's single men only change their bed sheets every 4 months, which explains why they're single.
Yeah, it's better than a couple only changing it every 4 months, I guess.
Half. Only every 4 months.
Yeah, but people in the UK are...
Ew.
Sorry, I wasn't playing my role. Ew.
No, I just tell you that because people en masse are pretty gross, right?
Yeah. People are gross,
so
yes.
I have...
What have you done? Hang on. Did you tell me that to get the baseline?
So I said I need a measure of grossness.
This is like the lie detector test where they have to ask you a question that they know is true to get your baseline of where you're at. So you've given me the fact that people in the UK.
Yeah, half of single men change their bed sheets every 4 months. Okay. So here's my thing and then we've got
to the other single men in the UK, Carrie Bickmore. Yes.
First things first.
Yes.
I went for 5 days while we were away on our little trip around Europe and I didn't brush my teeth. Five days.
5 days. Even there are blokes listening that haven't changed their sheets in a year and they're going, that's gross. I wouldn't go near her.
Because what happened was
5 days.
Because my family got sick and I wasn't sick, right? And then they all share I don't like sharing toothbrushes, but like Chris will use anybody's toothbrushes. The kids, it's all a bit just willy-nilly when it comes to the toothbrush situation. And I don't like it. So once somebody used mine and they were sick, I refused to use mine again.
You can't buy toothbrushes anywhere.
No, we were in Disneyland. And I don't think you can buy a toothbrush
You didn't even check.
When I went to look at the Mickey ears price, there wasn't
going through as well.
Yeah.
I know. And so I just was doing a bit of swishing with toothpaste for a few days. And then on the final day when we were heading into Switzerland, I was like, my mouth feels so disgusting.
Did you do the finger thing at least? Try and brush it.
Jesse, let's focus on the teeth.
My fingers in my mouth. Anyway, so that's the first. I'm moving on. That's the first measure of. That's a bit gross. Yeah. That's the only time
Hang
I've
on.
Done it. Since
what do you mean?
School camp.
That's a bit gross. 5 days without cleaning your teeth is disgusting.
I used gum. Does that make it better?
Nah. It's just more sugar you're chucking in your mouth. Surely.
Yeah, it also gave a fresh breath
Why
taste.
Didn't you?
And then when I went on my family just to see if it smelled, it didn't smell.
So brutal.
Yeah, they're already sick as well.
Addie, come here.
Even with her little block nose.
Just picture all going all woozy.
But here's the piece de resistance. Dante.
Your grasp of that language is beautiful.
And the moment where Chris, who can be gross himself at times, just went, babe, you cannot do that. Okay, so you know I get very itchy. We're an itchy family.
Oh, no.
I get hives often.
Oh, no.
And the kids get hives. I have to use special wash to bathe the kids and
stuff. Oh, no.
Anyway, I was feeling really itchy to the point where, you know, like full body itch, and I needed to scratch. And because I have fake nails, I've got S&S on my nails at the moment. They're not sharp, so you can't
shine.
Get.
No,
you
just
can't.
Shimmy. What is it?
Shine, what is shimmy it? And shine.
Shimmy and Shane.
I can't.
Sandpaper and sawdust.
It doesn't relieve me when I scratch.
What is it?
No sharp nails.
I need
right?
to know what the S&S are.
I don't know.
Oh, it's, okay. Sorry. I thought it was like a well-known.
That's irrelevant.
Thing. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, like yes, it's just like a nail. Like just, yeah, you know, okay, when you've got okay. nails on.
And
a,
so they're
a
not,
top coat thing.
And so they're not.
So they're not sharp. So they're not. It stands for signature nail system.
Yes.
Does
great.
That help you?
Yes. Thank
great.
You. So they're not sharp enough to give you
no,
a satisfying
to relieve.
Itch. Okay.
So.
What did you use? Who did you use?
Evie's hairbrush. Oh. And I went for young and old for about 5 minutes, and it was the most incredible feeling of my entire life.
So were you?
We need what makes you feel good. What gets you in the mood?
No, not for me. Not for us. No, no. No, we don't.
So I scratched and scratched and scratched with this hairbrush my entire body.
So, Bickers, were you, just for us all, just to paint the picture, were you standing nude in the shower with a child's hairbrush?
No, I was on the bed.
Oh, God. Did you scratch under your armpits with a child's hairbrush?
Again.
Not under my hair, under my armpits. Just thigh.
Bum?
Inner thigh.
Bum?
Get really itchy.
Did you scratch your bum?
Legs. Did you bum. My back, because I
They're
put
poor,
it over a bit like
poor,
a back scratcher.
Poor
oh, my God.
Poor
the relief was insane.
I know, but now, a dude will be walking around and someone will be like, oh, Evie's got a bit of dandruff. Little will they know that's her mother's butt flesh. That's butt flesh
that's
in her
gross,
hair.
Yeah.
I reckon it's
to,
really gross.
Compared to half of UK single men don't change their sheets.
Yeah, but they
haven't
been
though.
Scratching
How
their ass
it,
with their daughter's
you know?
Hairbrush.
Well, I reckon they're up for anything if
yeah,
they're not changing
probably.
Their sheets.
Probably.
13, 10, 60, yeah. You're grosser than me. That's what we need to know. I need to know how big this yardstick is.
Okay, do you reckon we'll get calls?
Oh. Of course, people are gross.
Okay, let's see.
I'm not the only one.
Okay.
13, 10, 60, if you can top that, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
That's
and 13,
only it
10,
was
60.
Me.
Yes, I was going to say,
was me.
Well, the question
yes.
could be, who brushed their teeth in the last 5 days, and you could say it wasn't me.
So I perhaps went a few days without brushing my teeth while
away. Five.
And I discovered the way to really relieve my itching. I get terrible itching because I get hives, is to use my daughter's hairbrush.
My God. What a double
we had a
threat.
On the bed as well.
I know.
On the
I
bed,
want to
sexy.
Keep this,
oh,
these flakes of
baby.
Skin.
Yeah.
I want to sleep in them. Actually, I'd like to sleep in them later. Maybe I'll just brush myself here on the bed. Hey, babe, you're coming to bed anytime soon.
Never again.
You tried to make me feel like I was gross on my own and that no one would call. The phones have lit up.
Yeah,
phones have lit up. One
gross.
Lady didn't want to come on air, even with a voice disguise up. But she said that she used to carry around forks with her in her handbag. So when she got itchy, she'd get the fork out. Fork herself.
Oh my gosh! You know, with some, you know, sometimes when like forks come out of the dishwasher and they've got a bit of like cheese that hasn't been. Like
oh.
that hasn't got
oh, in between
out.
The sports.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, this must be from lasagna. Yeah, sure. Yep. Uh-huh.
Megan,
yes.
Is it you that's the gross one?
No, it's my son.
Oh, what's he doing?
What's he doing, Megan?
He chews his toenails, and if a bit of nail gets stuck in his teeth, he uses his big toenail to take it out.
Oh.
I'm quite
that's disgusting, flossing. Megan. That is disgusting.
And the worst part is I don't even touch my own feet, so it's gross.
How old is your son?
He's now 27.
Oh, yeah. I was expecting a little kid.
He still does it. No, he did it as a kid, and he still does it now.
What's his partner think? Obviously, I'm joking.
He definitely only changes his sheets every 4 months, oh. Megan, yeah?
I never let him sleep in my bed, that's for sure.
I mean, that'd be weird, but yeah.
Biggest, who you got?
Dasil, are you there, Dasil?
Yes, I'm here.
Sorry, did I say your name wrong?
Dasil.
Dasil. Dasil, give it to me. What have you got? How gross are you? Can you top me?
Well, actually, it's really gross. I actually wore my sister's underwear for 3 days.
What?
I wore my sister's
I think you
underwear.
May have called for the wrong phoner. To sell.
Yeah.
Sorry?
You're meant to be calling for what are you into? Why? To sell, why did you wear your sister's? I mean, to be honest, I'm happy to leave it there with no further questions, but I feel like for your own character, we should dig a little deeper.
Did I not hear it properly. Oh, God, I'm embarrassed.
Why did you wear your sister's underwear?
Well, it was a school camp, year seven.
Okay.
And my mother accidentally packed the wrong underwear.
Oh, no. How was your sister, younger or older?
She was older, and I was about maybe 12, so she would have been like 15.
I mean,
oh my God.
The good thing
were
about
they like
year
pink
seven?
Little yeah, bottoms numbers? What were they?
Yeah.
There was a pink one, which I was quite embarrassed to wear, but I had no choice but to wear it.
Dasil, can't you go without jocks at that point?
Sorry?
Nothing. Doesn't matter. Let's go to Melissa.
Hi, Tommy. Carrie.
Hey, Melissa.
That last one was gold.
What did you do?
It's not as gross. I just wanted to give Carrie a helpful hint. Mm-hmm. When scratching a Mozzie Bite on the side of a mattress when you lift the sheet, it's even better than a hairbrush.
Oh, yes, because it's rough.
But amazing.
Love it, Melissa.
Mel, these are hives. Does that make a difference?
I just rub my whole body over the mattress.
Just rub it away.
Maybe you should just get a bunch of mattresses and then put them on their side until they're big enough to make a bed and you could just roll around on top.
Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this Thursday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, things are taking a turn in Italy.
Oh, what's happened?
Patriarchy can go jam it.
Don't tell me the patriarchy's back in fashion over there.
The Italian court has ruled that all children going forward should be named after both parents.
Oh,
how
sorry.
Is that?
Then the Wait, this is a win for the matriarchy.
Yeah, they've said it's crazy and it's not good for the health and well-being of the child that they're only named after the man. Mm. So the child will automatically get both parents' last name unless the couple decide which name they want.
And how's that going to go in 3 generations' time? When
Italian
kids have,
names are hard enough to pronounce without 17 of them.
Have got 12 last names.
I don't know. What starts to drop off? So some of them must drop off.
Well, as history proves, probably the women's names. I mean, I don't know why we just don't take the women's names because...
Well, that would be great, but it's baby steps. Baby steps.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Good.
Anyway, jam at patriarchy, win for the matriarchy.
Anyway,
in Italy.
Here's a difficult change of pace. Up
CC.
Next. Up next. Did I piss my pants? Find out.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app for your Thursday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I heard Hughesy talking on radio the other day, and he was telling this story about needing to pee, and so peeing into a cup and then having to walk the cup to the toilet. So he's got a cup full of pee and people were asking him to take photos, and so he was taking the photos holding a cup full of pee. And I thought, that is rank, right? And I was like, I will never find myself in such a situation.
Quick question about that story. Mm. I know that you're not Hughesy, but so when you're holding that cup, do you like, would you just say, hold on, I've just got to go to the bathroom, or then people know it's pee? Because when you look at a cup full of pee, it can't really be anything else other than maybe.
Smell. I'm assuming he had a lid on
like
it.
Weak
I'm
tea?
Hoping. I'm hoping.
Okay.
Yes. What do you say? Excuse me, is that a cup of pee? No, no. And then to assure them it's not, you have to take a little sip just to let them know that it's definitely not pee.
Okay, so what happened for you?
So, as you know, yesterday, Jesse and I were at a different radio station around the country broadcasting from a different spot, right? And so we haven't been to this station because we broadcast all around this beautiful country. So we have stations everywhere. We haven't been to this station before. And I'd just been working out. And these days when I work out, a lot of it obviously involves swimming. And so I was wearing board shorts that weren't exactly dry and I needed to get changed. And so I got my normal shorts out of my bag as I got to the radio station. I got my normal shorts out of my bag and I took them to the bathroom and I got changed into my normal shorts. So now I am in dry shorts. And then as I'm walking back, there's a few lovely people at this radio station that wanted to have photos. And so I said, absolutely, sure. I'll just put my wet board shorts down over here and I'll have photos like a normal person. I'm not holding a cup of piss. There's nothing strange about this. Let's just, and I have a few lovely photos. And then I get back into the studio and I sit down and I look at my crutch and I'm like, what is that? And obviously in my bag, I've just thrown my wet Speedos in with my normal shorts, right? And so when I've gone to get my normal shorts out, I haven't inspected them to make sure they are fully dry. And they're not. There's one patch where a very wet pair of Speedos had been sitting. And that happened to be right in the middle.
It's a real elaborate
excuse. Okay. As you get older, it happens sometimes. It's a control thing.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
Does that happen?
That's why people wear Depends.
Do you?
I don't know.
And so now there's just three photos out there of just me, looks like I'm posing happily with a freshly pissed pair of pants.
Where exactly on the shorts?
Because right on the
groin?
Piss bit. Yes.
Oh,
so
no.
you know if you go from the middle and then go down about 30 centimetres on your right hand leg.
Yeah, right.
You know, right there, right middle of the thigh stuff.
Just by your knee, you know.
Yeah, by your knee. Just middle of the shin.
Okay, we get it.
13, 10, 60. I didn't, but when did you piss yourself? Give us a call. Are we not doing that? Why? Yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. 13, 10, 60. When did you piss yourself?
Carrie and Tommy.
For your drive home this Thursday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 13, 10, 60, when were you a bit of a pissy pants?
Yes, because I didn't pee my pants, but it appeared, though I did, in some photos because I put my shorts on. I didn't realise my wet Speedos had been up against the crotch of the shorts, giving me a look like I was Captain Pissy Pants. And
it's a good time to do this because both Jesse and I are so desperate to go to the toilet. If this segment goes long enough, then we can join the callers. Yeah.
And a fun little update for you, because Eli, our web guy, he then went searching for these photos and he goes, oh,
of course,
man. He goes, oh, man, it's great. There's only a tiny bit and you've got to zoom in. And then he showed me the photo. I'm like, that's not the photo, and it was a completely different time.
But that time you also had a little bit of piss in
your pants. G'day, Steve.
How you going?
Yeah, you're living the dream. When did you pee your pantaloons?
It was, I have to be a good 15 years ago now, but I was playing soccer of all things, and I dislocated my thumb. I was the goalkeeper. So anyway, no one could pull it in at the soccer club. Went down to the doctors. My wife met me there, and the doctor's pulling on it, and he's yanking and yanking really hard. And I've passed out. Now I'm 6'2", 100 plus kilos. My wife's trying to hold me up. Doctor, he couldn't get it out, and he's like, you're gonna have to go to the hospital. So they take me over to the hospital. I'm sitting there. We were 3 hours in the waiting room with this busted thumb, bent all sorts of sideways. And I said to my wife, I said, what's that smell? I said, this is feral. This is disgusting. And she's just like, yeah, it's a bad hospital. An hour later, I get my thumb done. They have to do all sorts of fancy things. And then I look down, and it's me. And I'm literally covered in wheat. And it's not just in my pants, though. It's gone up my shirt. I was laying on the ground. So my shirt, my pants, my socks, everywhere.
Steve, bless you. It is a fantastic
That's
story.
Awesome.
I think, Steve, it must be a known thing right? Because I had to help some Ambos lift a guy into the back of an ambulance, and he was passing out. And they said to me, they said, you grab his legs, right? And they must have known, because then he went out and I ended up covered in piss. So if Ambos ever asked for help, go, I'll take the shoulder.
Take top end, because it goes everywhere.
Good on you, Steve. Thank you, mate. Because who you got?
Maddie, so, when did you pee your pants?
Technically, I didn't actually pee my pants either, but the new guy at work thought that I did.
Yeah.
I just finished welding something and I'd burnt a hole in my shirt, so I just splashed my tummy just to get rid of the hot ember. And so I'd splashed all over my tummy and my legs, and this brand new guy walked in, looked at me, absolutely dripping wet. And it definitely looked like I just peed like everywhere.
Maddie, what were you welding?
Oh, I can't really say because it's kind of technical equipment, but otherwise it would say who I work for, which I can't say.
It sounds, are you sure it wasn't a drug lab or something, Maddie?
Definitely not.
Okay. Thanks, Mads.
Good on you, Maddie. What about you, Jasmine? Is this you or someone else that's wet their pants?
No, it was me.
Great.
It was me. So there's reasons for it. And Carrie, I know you'll appreciate this, but I'm a group fitness instructor and I was 8 months pregnant with my fourth child and I was teaching a body attack class.
Whoa. Wow.
And in the peak tractor before, the peak track, even though I had gone to the toilets 2 minutes before I had pressed play, I peed myself. So... awesome, in front of about 30 participants. I'm standing on stage and peeing. So, really good.
At least
that stage, you just need to carry a bucket between your legs, Jasmine. It's just out of control, isn't it? The inability to hold.
I pretty much gave up body attack after that point in time. I kept going with body pump.
You were 8 months pregnant.
Pretty much gave it up.
Jazz, did you consider pretending that your waters had broken? And then when they said, do you want to go to hospital? You go, no.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, and coming up very soon, we want you to prove your deluxe for $10,000, all thanks to the Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's.
Yes, but right now, give us a call, 131060, if you want to play.
Guess what you've got.
Yeah, it's just like a secret sound, but it's not, because this game is called...
Guess what you've got.
And all you have to do is ring in with an item and then make the noise, and we...
Guess what you've got.
For example...
Give us an example. Stapler.
That's...
But what am I stapling?
I'm very good at this game.
What am I stapling?
You're stapling nothing, I can see. But in the situation where you call up, we can't see. You make the noise, and we...
Guess what you've got.
So grab your staplers and give us a call.
131060 is the number.
Carrie and Tommy.
Happy Thursday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and we're playing Guess What You've Got.
It's weird when you do it yourself.
Yeah, it's harder.
We are playing
Guess What You've Got.
And all you have to do is call in on 131060 with an item. You make that item make its noise, however you do that, and we...
Guess what you've got.
G'day, Luke. Ooh. Have
is
you
that
got
the
a
sound or
yeah,
is that
you've got
a
an aquarium
line?
And you've stuck your head in it. Have we got you, Luke?
Yes, hi.
Hi. Welcome to
Guess What You've Got.
Take it away.
That is ridiculous.
It's very funny.
Is that your mouth stapler, Luke?
No, not quite.
Okay. Give it to us one more time. Are you shaking a maraca?
Or kind of close.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm
you're
in.
Making the noise with your mouth.
Yeah, but
Luke.
I'm still in. Luke. Oh, no, Carrie, that's ridiculous. That was just with your mouth. Anyway, Luke, can you please make your noise with your item one more time?
Yep.
No, well, that was a different item.
No, that's the same thing.
Luke, what is it?
It's a coin purse.
It's a coin purse. That went
that
from...
wasn't your mouth.
It's got it right in my hand.
Oh, Luke, I thought you were taking the piss and just going, shaka, 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 shaka.
No, I've got it in my hand.
Oh, great work, Luke.
Okay,
great
play
job.
One more. Hold on. I want to hear it clean one more go. Give it one more go, Luke. Wow. Of course it is. It's a coin purse.
Oh, don't guess now. He's told us the answer. Good on, good on you, Lukey. Thank you. Great stuff. G'day, Nigel.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, great. Thank you. Welcome to...
Guess what you've got.
Do you have your item handy?
I did, and I've actually changed it because when I rang through, the lady said she couldn't hear it, so I've changed something else.
Bloody hell, that lady.
Would have been Belle for sure.
Yeah, yeah it is. She's yeah. shaking her head out there. All right, Nige, go for it.
Yes, she was right.
Belle had a point, didn't she? She really did have a point. Hang on. Give us one more.
Do it again. That's it. Oh, definitely not going to work, is it?
Hey, producer Bell, why didn't you tell him that we couldn't hear it?
Can you hear it now?
No, Nigel, we can't. Have you got something else you can try?
Oh, we're going for third time.
That was my second I like
missing the first one. I like Nigel.
Yeah, go back to the first one. Go back to the first one. Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was good.
Yes, we did,
thanks.
Actually. Try it one more time. Okay.
Is it you rubbing your fingers together, Nige? No,
I've
I'm not
tried
sure.
with Nige.
Nige, tell us what it was.
Oh, I was pulling out the tape measure.
Oh, that's a good one, Nige.
It is.
You should call back with it next week. Thanks, Nigel. Thank you.
What about you, Carter?
Carter,
well, that's you laughing.
Yes. Have you done? Have you got your item there, Carter?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Have you? Was that you doing it before, or are you going to give it a go now?
This is it.
Okay. Oh, sounds like almost yeah. Cards? Are you shuffling cards, Carter? Oh, Carter.
No.
Oh no. Okay. Bickers, would you like a guess?
Well, it sounds a bit like when a phone's stuck on in someone's pocket and you can hear them walking along. Can you make it one more time, Carter?
When a phone's stuck in someone's pocket and they're walking along.
You know, and
along,
they walk along and then it's on
is
still.
It
and
it's
like,
of some kind.
Is it a toy, Carter?
No.
Okay, give us one more time.
Is it flicking something, Carter?
No.
Is it a hair clip and are you flicking it back and forth and back and forth?
No.
Okay.
Who wants to have a go in the background there?
What is it, Carter? We give up.
It's a basketball pumper.
Oh, it's a basketball pumper.
These are such good things.
Are they? We haven't been able to hear one of them.
No, I mean, if we could hear them, they would have been good, but they're good items.
And the first one, when he thought he was using his mouth, I've been going, chicka, 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 chicka. We'll play again next week.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home the Sabo.
Deluxe. Carrie, Tommy. Macca's Chicken. Wearing Tommy's Leno, dress up in a nice tux. Nice. 'Cause Gary and Tommy like to live a little deluxe. We hit that Macca's drive-thru, we fill up the trunk. You give us life hacks, then we give you big bucks.
Prove your deluxe for $10,000. Prove your deluxe for $10,000.
The Chicken Deluxe range from Macca's is here. A perfect combination of tender Aussie chicken breast in a golden crunchy coating. Together and loving it.
Deluxe!
Sarah, how are you, babe?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, very good. You sound a little deluxe.
Oh, I am very deluxe right now. I reckon I've got a really good one here.
Ooh. Okay, give it to us.
Okay, so picture this. It's been a long day at work. You're on your way home and you just can't be bothered cooking dinner tonight, right?
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. You stop to get food, like let's say Macca's. Now, no one likes a cold cheeseburger, am I right?
Yeah, I mean, they're still good, but you're right, the hot ones are better.
Yeah, no, it's not the same. So what do? You turn your seat warmers on in your car. And I've got a backup. So if you don't have seat warmers, you put your food by the heater on the floor and you turn, you know, the dial, put it by, like, just for the seat. So,
on the feet. Sarah.
Yeah.
Genius.
Sarah, Sarah, that's real good.
I've really thought about this.
That is so good.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Can we give it some cool music or something, Jesse? Something that real, you know, yeah. You didn't have to
Yeah. That's what we love with our tunes. Dings. It's also great because it would encourage the smell to go throughout your car.
Oh, yeah. And it just, like, prepares you so that when you get home, you really, really feel good about takeout.
Well, you just...
Good on you, Sarah.
Yes, that's heaps better than just sitting in the car and eating it, which is what I do. Yeah. Good on you, Sarah. Lauren, good luck.
Thank you. So hopefully I can beat that.
Yeah, go for it.
Well, I like to come home after work and I sometimes like to have a glass of wine.
Yes.
Well, I like my wine really cold. So I used to put ice blocks in it, but I got really sick of it, you know, getting watered down.
Yeah.
So I started freezing grapes and I put that in my wine. Keeps my wine cold, and then at the end, I have wine-infused grapes.
Oh, my God. Here I was thinking you were going to put your wine, you were going to put your wine on your seat cooler.
No, not that bad.
Lauren,
I love how, Lauren, you're too... But I love how, Lauren, I can't be bothered putting the ice blocks in, but I can still be bothered going in the freezer and getting the
Bickers,
frozen grapes.
Don't be a killjoy.
No, I just don't want my wine to be watered down with the ice blocks.
Oh, yes. You want them to still be potent. Yes,
come on,
I
Bickers.
See, Lauren.
As a fellow pisshead, you must agree.
Potent is real pisshead.
Yeah, I know, isn't it?
Well, my dad waters down his wine, Lauren, with ice box, and I always thought, how ridiculous. And now it's my favourite thing to do. It makes it last longer, the glass. No. Yeah,
no,
I can handle
can
it better. I wouldn't. Lauren,
Lauren,
tip.
Carrie is telling a lie. Obviously, she drinks straight from the bottle.
From the freezer, nice and cold. Yeah.
Good on you, Lauren. Jeez, because these are good.
They are. Can you top those, Brooke?
Oh, you know what? I think I can. Okay. I think I can.
Okay, give it to us.
Okay. I think men and women are going to love this idea, right? So you buy, even you, Tommy, right?
Okay.
So you buy, well, you might not buy an aged top, but Carrie might. You buy one expensive item. So I'd buy, say, a nice aged top for, say, $200.
Oh, is that the
AJE. Yep. And then you buy your shorts or your jeans and your thongs or your high heels and your handbag and your earrings, all your accessories from Kmart.
Mm-hmm.
So you're spending like, you know, $20 all up on the other stuff.
Yes.
But women and everyone judge you on that first brand name they see. So they see the age top and they think the whole outfit is from age. They look at the overall image and they think, oh my gosh, she spent thousands on it. When you've really only bought one expensive item.
Brooke, I don't say this often. I do not say this often. But that idea sucks.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
We drive home this afternoon. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Shop the biggest range of big brand fragrances at the lowest prices this Mother's Day at Chemist Warehouse.
I'm going to tell you what I would like, and then you can let my family know.
Okay, what do you want?
I would either like a bit of Giorgio Armani.
Yes.
Or I'd like, what's her name, with the body, the boobs and the body in the...
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Jean-Paul Gaultier, thank you.
Naked
either of those things,
lady.
Pop into Chemist Warehouse for me, and that's what I'd like for Mother's Day.
And can I tell you what I want, and you can tell my family, just for generally.
It's not your Mother's Day. I mean, if you want, you can go... Yep, it's a good place to get your fragrances, Chemist Warehouse, so you can pop in there and get yourself what are you wanting?
Okay.
What are you wanting?
I want the, what's the naked lady one with the boobs and the, is it Jean Paul Gaultier?
Is that what you want in life or is that the fragrance?
Sorry, I had no idea we were talking about perfumes. I am so embarrassed.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You'll be happy to know that after a rocky start, the Tube and I are now friends.
Mind the gap.
Very big with a pram. I might get on to Boris about that. But the Tube and I are now mates. It was a tricky first week. I did not like its company at all. And it's the only way anyone gets around. It's the only way I'm getting
around.
It's a great
way to get
around.
And
it confuses the hell out of me.
But you've worked it out now.
I have worked out. I've worked out which direction I'm going.
Oh, how come you're late to work again today then?
No, I wasn't. I can't get the Tube at the time I go. That's the other thing that surprised me. I didn't realise the Tube doesn't run all night.
I thought it did.
I can't get the Tube. No, at 5 a.m. and my Tube line isn't open yet. Otherwise, I would Tube it.
Okay.
But the thing that I was doing wrong most of all was I was incredibly arrogant about my ability to balance on the Tube without holding on to anything.
Oh.
And after several run-ins, or should we say face plants, with people, I now respect it. I understand that there's a reason there's poles to hold on to. And if you don't hold on to them, you will be making out with the man next to you, and you're very close to the people next to you. Very close. In this COVID world that we're in now, it's a very strange feeling.
Do you just hold on to a stranger then, or do you go for a pole?
The other day I wedged my foot. I got into this train, it was peak hour, and my face was facing the doors, right? Yeah. Not another person could get in, right? Yeah. And Addie's pram was facing the other direction. And I was so close to the man, I could feel his breath on the back of my neck.
Oh.
And no one's wearing masks anymore, right? So you're just feeling it's so weird. Like, once upon a time, we wouldn't have cared. But now, because of COVID, it just feels so strange. And over here, no one is even talking about COVID. So they're all just living life with COVID. So the train is just full of, and you're all squeezed in.
Yeah.
But I wedged my heel onto the back of somebody else's foot. That's the only thing I could hold on to, because if I held onto the doors and they opened suddenly, then I would have gone like right onto the tube line.
Yes.
And that was the lesson when I realized just wedging my foot wasn't enough, because the plane stopped and I felt backwards. It was almost like a trust exercise with a whole lot of people that weren't going to catch me because they didn't know I was coming.
No,
I just fell.
In London, no one's catching you. Two people are pushing you, but no one is catching you.
Yes. They're ruthless to get on. Yeah. They will. And if you think there's no space, oh no, there's still space for one more.
Yes. I remember standing on the wrong side of like escalators when you moved to the left, I think, and people trying, and I remember just standing on the wrong side, and man, I just got briefcase after briefcase up the arse
just
until I moved
bang,
across.
Bang, yes. Bang, bang, bang. Anyway, but now I'm quite cocky. I just sort of stroll in there. I've worked out where all the lifts are for the prams. Just go up and down and around.
Great.
Me in London.
So how many days do you come down with COVID, do you reckon?
Yeah, look, there hasn't been a day where one of us hasn't been sick the whole time we've been away. But I think that might just be travelling the world again. There's viruses, there's bugs everywhere. We're cooped up
let's not have that as our slogan. Travelling the world again. There's viruses and bugs everywhere. So go on, get out there today.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
G'day, the guys wanna know. They'd like to check in. It's Carrie and Tommy's. What do you reckon?
Reckon.
It is a segment where we get asked a hypothetical question that, oh no, wait, hypothetical questions don't need an answer.
You're thinking of rhetorical.
Huh? A rhetorical question. Like, okay, we get asked a question. We get asked a question.
You normally ask the question and then Belle goes researches and brings us back the answers, what normally happens.
Belle, what is
today's
question?
And then you make Belle pose the question and answer it herself.
Like I haven't told you that.
Yeah,
well, it's so confusing.
Annabelle, I have no idea what your question
My
would
question
be
is something
today.
That I am definitely interested in. And it's what do you reckon, which state in Australia has the highest rate of tattoos?
Oh, great question, Annabelle. That is good stuff. Queensland. Why? Because?
I just think Queenslanders love a tat. Whenever I'm with a Queenslander, they've always got a tat, and I love it. And they're interesting, fun tats, tats with regrets, like yours.
Yes.
Tats, they're very patriotic.
You're saying there's a lot of Southern Cross tattoos? Is that what you mean?
They just love their country.
So what's that?
And I reckon maybe WA as well.
Do you reckon?
As a girl from WA, a lot
so
of
So do you think there is a link with the amount of sun to the amount of tattoos? Because you can get more
skin out.
That's
a great idea. Yeah, I love it. You get the skin out, get a tat, rock it.
Yes, whereas if you're in Tassie, you've got to get a face tattoo to have it shown. It's too cold to get any other skin out. I reckon, so I think it's parts of states. I think the Gold Coast is probably the most visibly tattooed part of the country, and I love it. There is rarely – I don't reckon I've seen a bare back out here without some kind of sticker on it, some kind of tough sticker.
I've really come around to the tat as I've aged.
To your tat or
No, I definitely think I'll get another one. No, to tats in general. I'm really into them in all forms. Where do you think which state has the most tats, Tommy?
I reckon, I don't know if it's Queensland, because I reckon the Gold Coast does the heavy lifting for Queensland, but I'm not sure about the rest of Queensland.
No, what do you mean?
I don't think so. I'm going to say that Victoria is the most tattooed up state.
Mm. Is that just because you've had a lot of your tattoos? Where's the place you've had most of your tattoos done?
I have had mine in Queensland, New South Wales and Victoria.
Ooh, you really get around, don't you?
Well, people just have bucks parties.
But I think where you're thinking in Victoria is very hipster tattoo area.
No, you know what? So you know what I was actually thinking? I was thinking of where are there a large bikey presence? And I started thinking, I reckon, obviously there is on the Goldie, but I reckon Victoria has a very large bike presence as well. And I started thinking of the amount of tattoo shops I see when I travel around this country. And I reckon, anyway, so that's what I think.
Where's the most popular place on the body to get a tat? Arm? Back?
It's a great question that I believe Annabelle may have the answer.
And might
for
have the answer
well.
For that one as well.
We were going to get to that question next, I believe.
Okay, let's do state question. First, then we'll do body part.
Great. Okay. Yep. So, you guys were correct with thinking that the state percentages were influenced by warmer climates because people are more inclined to get inked when the designs can be shown off. Yes. So, in saying that, Carrie, you're right. Queensland is the state with the highest rate of tattoos. Yep, at 26% of Australia. Mm-hmm. Sorry, 26% of the population in Queensland is tatted. And that is followed by New South Wales.
Oh.
And then Victoria.
Oh.
WA didn't make the top three.
Where comes last? Just keep going down.
So let's get to body part. Which body part? What's your guess, Tommy?
We better be pretty quick on the body part.
I'm saying back.
Okay, I'll say arm.
Okay, interestingly, for women, it's ankle. Carrie, shout out to you. Oh. And for men, it's upper back shoulder.
Oh, shout out to the back boys.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Thursday afternoon.
Hello, Mum. Can you win me some cash? Carrie, Tommy have money hiding in their stash. Oh, Mama dear, you have always smelled young. How well do you know's your mom? Oh, how well do you know's your mom?
Chemist Warehouse is the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store or online and find Mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
This is a bit of fun because your chance to win $1,000 and a bottle of perfume from the great folks at Chemist Warehouse for your mum. It's so easy. All you've got to do is sniff from a lineup of scents, and if you can pick which one belongs to your mum, then the money is yours and your mum's, and the perfume is yours, but more likely your mum's.
I just realised I'm not going to get to sniff my mum this Mother's Day. We're on the other side of the globe.
Yeah, but that's great. Aww. If your mum is on the other side of the globe, but you know her fragrance, I mean.
You still can remember her smell. Because we can all remember mum's smell no matter where she is in the globe.
Because we're not going to get three random ladies to stand there and you have to sniff them and work out which one is your mum. It's going to be a sniff test to see if you can sniff the perfume. So even if you haven't seen your mum in a while or she's overseas, you can still register to do that. Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au. The money and the perfume could be yours, eh?
It's all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. It's the real house of fragrance this Mother's Day. Head in store online to find mum's favourite fragrance. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
We met our next guest a couple of years ago, Sparky Ned Brockman, when he was doing 50 marathons in 50 days.
Nuts.
Crazy. Wait till you hear what he's doing next.
More nuts.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home on your Thursday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, Tommy, you felt like a hero after running one marathon in Antarctica, right?
Oh, you'll never hear the end of it.
hero, or perhaps you just did a marathon, because our next guest, Ned Brockman, did 50 marathons in 50 days on a whim and raised almost 100K for the Red Cross to combat homelessness in the process. Incredible effort. We spoke to him a few years ago. He is back with a new adventure and he joins us now. Welcome, Ned.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. How are you both?
Mate, I'm good, but what you're doing, I know what you're doing. It's nuts. It's nuts. I would have thought it was physically impossible. For people who don't know, can you tell us what your next challenge is?
So my next up-and-coming challenge in September is I'm running Cottesloe Beach to Bondi Beach in 40 days, which is approximately 100 kilometres a day.
You are running from one side of the country to the other in 40 days. Has this ever been done before, Ned?
No, it's going to be the world record. It has been done, the distance, but not in that time. And so, yeah, that's what I'm going for, the world record.
What's the current record?
43 days.
It is just nuts. Ned, I know I was surprised that your body stayed in one piece for your 50 marathons. How are you going to keep your body in one piece? Like, I reckon for my one marathon, I reckon I was sore for 3 months. Like, it was something ridiculous. And
are you still going on about this one marathon?
Both. Once you run one in snow, you
when
understand. But honestly, how is your body going to hold up just doing that mileage?
Yeah, so it's a matter of there's a lot of strength training getting done in, you know, the prior. But I guess the body's, you know, the bones have adapted over time, and it's just a matter of mind over matter, which I've kind of tapped into, and it's something I just love seeing what I'm capable of. And yeah, it's you've just got to put up with it, and if your body's telling you to stop, you just got to keep going.
Wow. I love all that you stand for, Ned. So you told us last time we chatted that you got involved in running. You moved to Sydney and you were pretty disheartened by the amount of homeless people that you saw in the street. And you started giving them money, buying them food and clothes and things, and you realised that wasn't sustainable. So you decided to start a movement. A lot of people think they're going to start a movement, but you actually did it. You raised $100,000, but this time you're going for even more. What are you hoping to do with this run?
Yeah, obviously homelessness is a massive issue that's kind of looked over, I guess. And, you know, one in 200 people don't have a safe place to sleep at night in Australia, which is absolutely horrific. We did raise a lot of money last time, but this time I want to raise $1 million for a charity called We Are Mobilise. It's definitely doable. It's just a matter of, you know, pushing, I guess, getting some big sponsors on board and then, really driving home the reason why I'm doing it.
Ned's recordrun.com.au is where people need to go if they want more information and a sponsor. But Ned, I've got some more questions. I assume you can't actually train for something like this in terms of there's no guidebook in what to do. How much are you running in the lead up to it?
Yeah, so, well, actually, funnily enough, I probably won't do as much as you would probably think, because the mileage, as you said, it's like pretty out of hand. You don't want to be injured prior to starting, because I'd prefer to probably get injured throughout, which I have no doubt I will. But it's a matter of getting over those. I guess now is the time to strengthen the body. But the mileage will be, 100K weeks until we start ramping up in the last kind of month. And then, straight to 700K weeks on September the 1st.
I was going to say 100K a week sounds like heaps, but then when you put it in the theme of it, that's what you're doing each day. Tell us about your support crew with you. Have you got a sports doctor with you?
I don't have a sports doctor, but I'll have hopefully a physio and, my coach and a cook, driver. I'm going to have a lot of people on board. My darling mother will be the cook, hopefully. Yeah. I'm going to have to need all the support I can get. And I guess this is like the sponsor push. We need, it's not me running around Sydney doing 50 marathons in 50 days. It's actually crossing the country, which is going to be a very costly, expense. So it's about trying to raise this money to get me across the country and then to, in turn, raise a whole lot of money for We Are Mobilised.
Ned, we are going to get behind you. I'm going to say here and now that we may even join you for a little bit of your run.
Oh, we can't keep up.
What are you talking about?
We'll run a whole day with you.
Tommy, you'll get more than a marathon out.
Yeah, you talk about that forever. The only catch is you have to listen to us in your ears. You have to listen to the Carrie and Tommy show for the full 40 days. Nothing else. You're not allowed to listen to anything else.
It'll be the only thing worse than the running.
As long as I see you both there, I'll do it.
Hey, Ned, we absolutely love this, mate. I think you're exceptional. Good on you. And like I said, if people want to get involved, Ned's recordrun.com. Thank you, brother.
Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Follow Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that Carrie and Tommy are done for the day, they've got time to go and sort out their Mother's Day present at Chemist Warehouse, where you can get a big brand fragrance at the lowest price. Shop in store or online at chemistwarehouse.com.au.